Nude by Radiohead, of course. James are with us today. Yeah, I mean, you were kind of hypnotised by that as well, Tim, weren't you?
Yeah, totally. We don't want to follow it, actually.
No, it's fine.
Can you play something crap?
Hi to Jules in Port Talbot. He said, Mark, you were right. I bought my copy of Stuart's book on James from the Works. £1.
No.
Bargain.
No. Bless you. Yeah, well, I'm glad he's gone to a good home. That's good,
that's great.
That is good.
Recycling.
In fact, that leads me to think of something I was going to ask you, because one of the things that made it such an interesting prospect in the book was the amount of travelling I had to do, because then I think we did some of the interviews in Kendal, possibly Ullapool, North Wales, Brighton. You were the most geographically scattered band it was possible to have written a book about. Are you any more close-knit geographically now?
I think we're worse, actually.
Are you?
I think so.
Are you all in England?
I'm not going into detail.
No, okay, no, you don't have to. No, we don't have
addresses. You sidestepped that one, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I just wondered, because it was extraordinary, the sort of fact you were every corner of the British Isles and beyond.
We tried to get as far away from each other as we possibly can once we finished playing.
Why did you leave, Larry, when you left? Did you just had enough or fallen out? Or, I mean, what happened? Just both of those things.
I'd had enough at that point.
But of touring?
You know, I think like Tim in 2001, I think, you know, personally, it's one of those things that you come to, you know, it's a decision that you make for yourself.
Yeah.
And there's elements of regret and elements that, you know, the good things have happened in my life as a result of it.
What did you do when you weren't in a band?
I went to college. Right. I left school when I was like 14.
You made furniture, didn't you?
I became a designer and then designed some furniture and that got put into production.
Wow.
Ended up
in Conrad's. I'll blow your trumpet for you, Larry.
Really? Bespoke furnishings?
Posh bum sat on my chairs, mate.
Is it? How much is a top of the range got chair?
The handmade one that I used to make was like 800 quid. Tom Bloxham bought one.
Did he?
Many other people bought them, because I couldn't be bothered making them because they were too much trouble.
I mean, does it feel, because you left, though, and you're coming back together, I mean, that gives that kind of, this version, sort of more impetus, does it, with the kind of core three of you back together again, I suppose. With no disrespect to everybody else, of course, who contributes to the noise.
The noise. Yes. I think this was our best period of James musically, you know, Andy as well on trumpet.
Yeah.
This is Goldmother 7.
Exactly.
It's around that and Laid, you know.
Yeah.
That, you know, so it feels very exciting to be back like this.
Yeah,
we know we're fighting fit.
Yeah,
and everyone came back very hungry, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said when I said what people would argue the classic lineup. But I mean, that's no disrespect to anyone else or any other lineup, but it is the classic lineup.
And we should say hello to Mark on the keyboards as well.
Yeah.
And Saul on the guitar.
Yes.
And David on the drums, who I'm intrigued has got like a great big throbbing fan, which if we all stop, we can hear.
Yeah.
Right. He's got a huge fan to cool him down, but a big cardigan on. So, how exactly is that working?
Drummers.
That's Welsh.
Yeah. No, that's drummers, that, isn't it? That's drummers all over.
Anyway, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we have another tune? Another new tune.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, what are you going to do?
We're going to do Upside.
You've still got the words, I mean, because you start tomorrow, don't you? It's on the road.
It's a security blank.
Okay. There's a gig tomorrow which is kind of part of the tour, but a bit warm. Warm-up-ish, is it?
This is warm-up-ish. I think there's still some tickets left at Bradford tomorrow night.
Right, OK. Is it King George's or St George's? I always get mixed up between
it's
that and Blackburn.
You're right.
Is it King George's at Blackburn and St George's at Bradford? Anyway,
St George's in Blackburn, so it's King George's in Bradford, isn't it? Oh, I don't know.
Too much. Yes, you do. Oh. You're the only person who does know.
You wrote the book on
all right.
That one.
St George's. In St George's in Bradford tomorrow night. Okay. All right. Sorry, I've forgotten. Did you say what you were doing? I've forgotten.
No.
What are you doing?
Upside.
Upside.
Okay.
It's a good job, I'm
I wasn't
here.
Asking you.
It's a good job, I'm here.
You're not in the group.
It's a good job.
From nowhere, I'm working on playing away. Remember the moment of and sounds you can taste. Violins and trumpets, chocolate cake. Here are some words, words you can taste. Here are some words, kissing your face.
Sounding absolutely terrific. Really, really sounding good, that. That's Upside, which is from the new James album, which is in all good record shops, I think we've ascertained, today. And,
copies of the biography in the works.
I was going to say, you were asking Larry before about all these things. You know, if you had a quid, you could pop down to Works. You wouldn't need to ask all these, questions, would you?
That's good. We've got one more tune from the guys and also a show and tell from Tim as well.